Maseches Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Ezeo Ir Gedolah. What is considered an Ir Gedolah? We said in the previous Mishnah that Ir Gedolah reads the Megillah always on the 14th day of Adar, as opposed to a Kfar which reads on the Monday or Thursday. That precedes it. Kol Sheyesh Ba Asar Batlanim. Any town that has at least 10 Batlanim, people that don't do any Melacha, instead they sit in the shul all day to be ready when a minyan is needed. A city like that reads on the 14th day of Adar. Pachas Mikan. If it has less than 10 Batlanim, Hareza Kfar, it is considered a Kfar, and therefore reads the Megillah Meyom HaKnisah. Be'elu Amru Makdimin V'lo Ma'achron. As far as the reading of the Megillah, the Chachamim said, we are Makdim, the Kriyas Megillah, in case it comes out on Shabbos. And we are not Ma'achr. If the 14th comes out on Shabbos, we don't say to read the Megillah after Shabbos. Avozman Ati Kornim, the Tishabot, the Chagiga V'hakel. Ma'achrim V'lo Makdim. Does Man Ati Kornim is that certain days during the year, certain mishpachos made that day into a yontif. That was the day that their mishpacha in the times of the beginning of Bayis Sheni were menadev eitzim to the maracha. And the chachama at that time made a takana that those mishpachos that were menadev eitzim to the maracha make that day into a yontif. And every year after that, on that day, they bring a korban and they bring eitzim from maracha and make it into a yontif. If that day comes out on Shabbos, they are ma'acher, they delay it till Sunday, and they are not maximus, they don't make that day on Friday or Thursday. But Tisha B'Av, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, we are ma'acher Tisha B'Av, and we make Tisha B'Av on Sunday. The Chagiga, that is, on the first day of Yontif, there's a mitzvah to bring a Korban Chagiga. And since the Korban Chagiga has that Shlumen Kol Zayin, meaning if you don't bring it the first day of Yontif, you could bring it the rest of the day of the Yontif. So therefore, if that first day of Yontif comes out on Shabbos, then we are ma'acharid, and we bring it on Sunday, the Hakel, which is that once every 7th year, on Mitzvah Chag HaShemitah, which is the beginning of the 8th year, on the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, the Melech would stand on a bima shel eitz in the Azor, and read Mishnah Torah, and everybody would be mechuyev to come, both men and women, and they're mechuyev to bring their children to hear the Mishnah Torah that the Melech is reading. And if the first day of Sukkot, the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot comes out on a Shabbos, then the Melech was not able to read the Mishnah Torah for one of two reasons. The Tosfos Yontif says that the reason is because since they're mechuyev to bring their children and you're not allowed to carry your children outside on Shabbos, so therefore it's impossible to bring them on Shabbos. Another reason given, the Rashi brings down the Shem to Yerushalmi, that since they had to build a Bima Shel Eitz, therefore that Bina Shel Eitz they couldn't do on Shabbos. And they couldn't do it before Shabbos either, as there was no room in the Azar to keep it there until Shabbos. So therefore they pushed it off until Sunday. Af al pi she'amru makdimin v'lo ma'achron. Even though the Chachamim said that when the 14th of Adar comes out on Shabbos, we are makdim to read the Megillah before Shabbos, and we don't push it off until Sunday. Mutarim behesbit uvetaniyos u'matanat le'avyonim. On that day that the Megillah is read, you are allowed to make a hesbit, even though normally on Purim, you can't make a hesbit. But here, since we are reading the Megillah before the 14th, it's mutar v'hesbit u'tainis, matanis l'avyonim. The Rabbim explained that if you give matanis l'avyonim on that day, that you read the Megillah, even though it's not the 14th of Adar, you are yotzei matanis l'avyonim, and you do not have to give again on the 14th. But as far as mishloach manos are concerned, that you can only give on the 14th, because the Sudas Purim is made on the 14th, even when you read the Megillah earlier. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai, when do we say that the Bnei Akfarim read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisah? Makom Shenechnasim Basheni V'Chamishin. In a place where anyway the Bnei Akfarim are coming into the big town on Monday and Thursday, like we said earlier, that they come in on Monday and Thursday is Lomishpa. Avo Makom Shenechnasim Lo Basheni V'Lo V'Chamishin. In a place where the Bnei Akfarim aren't coming into the big town on Monday and Thursday, then they must read the Megillah on the 14th, and they cannot read it earlier. Because as we said earlier, the reason why the Chacham were Mekel, that the Bnei Akfarim could read the Megillah before the 14th, is since they did not know how to read the Megillah themselves, the Bnei Ayaros had to be Maisi then. and they were coming in to the Ayaret Gdolos anyway on Monday and Thursday. The Chachamim did not want to be matriach them to come back again on the 14th in order to hear the Megillah from the Bnei Ayaret. But if they anyway are not coming in special to the Ayaret on Monday and Thursday as Memela, they might as well read the Megillah like everybody else. Mitzachas Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Karu es haMegillah ba'Adar HaRishon b'Nisabra HaShana. If the Megillah was read on Adar HaRishon, and after Purim, the Chachamim decided to make it into an Ibrayor, and to make a second Adar, Karin Oysa ba'Adar HaSheni. Then you have to read the Megillah again, and to make Purim again, in the second Adar, as Purim is always an Adar HaSheni, not an Adar HaRishon. Ein ben Adar HaRishon la'Adar HaSheni. Ella kriyas haMegillah umatanus lavyan. There's no difference between the first Adar and the second Adar, except for kriyas haMegillah and matanus lavyanim. What the Mishnah means to say is like this: that Yud Dalet and Tezva on the first Adar are after behes b'rutainis, just like Yud Dalet and Tezva and Adar Sheni, which is Purim. The difference between them is that kriyas haMegillah and matanus lavyanim dafka have to be an Adar Sheni, and who identified that Mishloach Manos is Dakar and Adar Sheni, as the Ikar Purim is Adar Sheni.